Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea. Dragonfly. Based on the novel The Farthest Shore. Adapted by Judith Adams.
No!
Shh, Ged. I need you to open your fingers and put salve on the cuts.
Tana!
You're awake.
This is Ogion's house.
Aihal. His true name's Aihal. He told me.
Then he's dead.
10 days ago.
How long have I been here?
4 days.
I came back too late.
25 years too late.
It's been a long journey. Why are you here, White Lady of the Ring? You left Ogion unmarried years ago.
Were you angry when you heard? I came back to nurse him. Why have you come, Archmage of Earthsea? And why riding a dragon?
I promised you a dragon on Gaunt, remember?
Ged? Why can't you look me in the eye?
It's over. Tana. It's finished.
What's finished? When he was dying, Ogion said, "Wait, Tana, wait." So I waited. I've seen the end. Now tell me what happened to you.
You want it all from the beginning? A boy arrived at the school on Roke.
Not so far.
Spring of this year. Not me. Another boy. Though when I saw him in Fountain Court, sitting on a root of the rowan tree, I did feel I'd passed through a mirror. Except he has a beautiful face.
My Lord Archmage.
Son of the Prince of Enlad. Heir to the Principality of Mored. No older heritage in Earthsea and none more beautiful. I've seen the orchards and fountains of Enlad in the spring. How are you called?
Arryn, my lord.
I'm Sparrowhawk. How was your voyage?
Too long.
Rough weather?
Fair winds, my lord, but my father's news needs fast telling.
Yes. I thought it might. Tell it then.
Our Enlad fleets go into the West Reach, trading sapphires and oxides and tin. And last winter, a sea captain came into our court at Berela with a tale that there was no more magic on the Isle of Navedwin. When my father asked, weren't the folk of Navedwin dismayed that spells no longer had power there? He said, no, they seem not to care. He said, they're like sick men, like a man who's told he must die within a year and tells himself it isn't true and that he'll live forever. They go about without looking at the world, and the island itself has become a grey place, not worth the looking at. As though all the colour in life...
is draining away, like blood from a wound.
Yes, my lord.
And lad's not the first land to report these things.
Where else?
Well, I thought, in the South Reach. We ignored it at first. Hawtown's always been piratical and rebellious. Then reports came in from the south and southwest, and now the north. After our morning council, Prince, what will you do? Go home?
I'll go home when I can tell my father why this is so, and the remedy. And...
speak.
Do as you bid me, my lord.
Your duties to your father.
My father told me to judge for myself whether we ask help of the Isle of the Wise or offer the help of Enlad to Roke. Let me serve you, if it's your wish.
You're no man's servant. Your ancestors were kings. But I thank you for your generous offer. I don't accept it now, but I may, son of Mored.
Mored was a mage and a king. I don't even have my father's touch of magery. I'm only myself.
We don't choose our lineage or make our destinies, Arryn. We accept them or we deny them. See these roots we sit on? If they were shallow, they wouldn't bear the Rowan's crown. Huh. What is it?
In our tongue, my true name means Rowan Tree.
Well, rules change in the reaches, as we know. We felt nothing of this on Roke.
There are differences on each island, Master Chanter. It's true. Mysteries, changes, but this is something deeper. The Patina wouldn't leave his grove to come today. He sits in the grove like a healer beside a dying child he can't heal and says, I have no counsel. There's fear at the roots.
Well, we must hold fast on Roke then, where our roots are strongest.
My lord.
Speak, Aaron. You're one of our council today.
Pardon, masters. Last night I spoke with the young man who showed me round, and he said, Roke guides, but it can't rule. Perhaps Roke's power needs the balance of a new power in Havnar.
He's talking about a king.
Well, there's been no king in Earthsea for 800 years.
And prophecy declared the next king would be a mage.
The words, Master Summoner, are, he shall inherit my throne who crosses a dry land living to the far shores of the day.
Therefore, Master Chanter, a mage. Who else might find a way to cross the dry land living?
You have a sense for the dark things, Sparrowhawk. What do you say?
There's a dimming of the sunshine, Master Doorkeeper. I feel as if we who sit here talking are all wounded to death, and while we talk, our blood's running softly from our veins.
So, you'd be up and doing again?
I would, with your blessing.
You have it. Should old owls keep the hawk from flying?
Prince Aaron, last night you offered me your help, so now I offer you, instead of a safe trip home, an unsafe voyage to an unknown end. Will you go with me? The choice is yours.
Yes, my lord.
The boy's too young and has no skills in wizardry.
If I'm needed, I'm at your service, my lord, to the world's end. I kneel and offer you my sword.
The sword of Seriad. A wise weapon, as swords go. You see, masters, could age or wizardry add anything to this? Unless... Get up, Aaron. Unless you can handle a boat as well.
I can, my lord.
Perfect. I accept your offer. Send a message to your father and mother and get some rest. We sail tomorrow at first light.
My lords.
Good night, friends. I thank you for your words.
Archmage.
Master Summoner, stay a moment. You have more to say, I think.
You're not telling me what you know.
If I knew, Thorian, I'd tell you. I guess much.
Let me come with you.
Dear friend, you must stay and guard the gates of Roke.
The doorkeeper does that.
Other gates. Watch the sunrise. See it comes. Watch at the wall of stones. In the dry land, see who crosses. If I'm lost, you may have to find the wound in the world yourself.
If your fears are correct, is it fair to take this boy where you may have to take him? What if the world's end isn't far enough?
I don't know. But I order you to wait for me, Thorian, on this side of Death's Wall.
She steers very light.
Very light. Somewhat willful, lord.
Let her have her way. She's wise, too.
Where are we going?
Hawtown first, where it began. News gathers there. We may find a lead. And no more lord or prince now, by the way. We're a trader hawk and his nephew from Enlad.
You have a Gauntish accent, lord.
And you made a slip of the tongue there, Nevi.
Wind shifted, uncle.
Hold out while I set the sails.
Surely it's much faster if we...
And we do everything by magic. It is. I love time on the sea. 3 days to Hawktown. Trimming the boat and dreaming things are simple, Nevi. Why go faster?
Is that a man of war?
A slave ship. Always been a slave market here, and brothels and beer houses. Always been noisy, crowded, rank and cheap. But this time, feels even worse. It smells like a plague port.
Can it be plague causing the trouble?
Even plague is a motion of the equilibrium. This has a stink of evil about it. There's only one thing able to be unnatural.
So we're looking for a man?
A man and a mage, I think so.
Silks, satins, furs, belts, fleeces!
Pretty man!
Pretty young master. Charm the girls to you, young prince.
What charms are these?
Nothing crafty, just syrups to sweeten the breath after Hazia. Only syrups, masters.
Well, my nevy here, he's lovesick. But we maybe need a bit of real magic to warm the wench up. He's such a useless clump. Any real witches here? Any sorcerers?
Her with his mirrors on her skirts over there, she was once. Hey, mistress! He wants some magic in.
Hey, master, that's all Aaron Lloyd's. Don't waste your money.
Got no sorcerer in the town? Anyone who knows some crafty words?
No. Them as want Lloyd's and visions are over there, chewing has you. There's one, sits with them all day long. He was a sorcerer once with a staff and clever words. Up, see him? Cut Megray saw it was all lies and air and cut his waving hand off. No more maging for him.
Come then, Nevy. Meet a real sorcerer. Oh, all right.
Slipped, curse this filthy town.
No need, I think.
What's the matter with these people? The mouths are black.
Hazia. It soothes and numbs at first and hooks into your blood. It's a poison. There's trembling, then paralysis, then death. I think I know this man.
Is he the one we want?
He may be the one called Hare, weather worker to that pirate she mentioned, Egray. Not anymore, it seems. Hare. Hare. Look up, I want to ask some questions of you. I'll pay.
Pay? Ivory.
Gold.
How much?
A wizard knows a spell's worth, Medeu.
Dragon, brother. I can't. Those words all gone. They cut off my hand, see? My poor stump. Bled all dry into the dust. Spare a copper for a poor crippled friend. Spare some change.
You've lost your power already, Hare, or they couldn't have cut it off.
Power?
Over clouds. Winds, you named them once, had power over them.
Yes, perhaps. Yeah. I was alive once. With a name. No name now.
Are you dead now?
There's a way back. They can have my name, cut off my hand, they can cut off my head, eh? There's always a way back, if you're willing to pay the price, he says.
Who?
Gold, you say. You see that room? There. Across the river, over the inn. Come there tonight.
That night we enter his empty, dusty room over the stinking river. My young companion's furious with me, but too well-bred to say so.
This could be a trap, my lord.
I know.
So why?
To talk more with the wizard who's lost his power.
Come, sit across from me.
I'll sit on the floor by the door. No one will get past while you talk.
Thank you, Aaron. Now, tell me how you lost your craft and the language of your craft, Hare.
For gold, I'll show you, and show you why. Take you to the king.
What king?
We've got to go the same way. You must take Hazia to follow where I go. I've taken mine here.
I think I can follow without.
You're coming too, my lovely boy, eh? Oh, good boy, good boy. That's it. See? The king will show us all the way. And the way back.
Hare's voice becomes a crooning mumble. He rocks his body back and forth and falls silent. Still. Eyes open and blind. Leaving my body sitting on the filthy floor of the hovel with eyes closed, my spirit stands in the drylands. Near the low, long wall I've crossed before. And Hare's right. Aaron is there, striding ahead of me towards a tall man in shadow who holds in his cupped hands a tiny flame, no bigger than a pearl.
Come.
He holds it out.
Life.
The boy takes one step nearer.
Life.
Then another. We're both stretched on the floor of the room, clubbed down by four sailors. One leans over me with a knife. The bag of gold's by my head. I see Aaron jump up, grab it, and run. They give chase, leaving the two sad old men in the dust.
How did you find him again, old man?
It was a trap. Like Aaron said, Hare had sold us to Egray. The slavers caught up with the boy, knocked him down, and took him to their ship. When I finally got to my feet and found they'd sailed before daybreak, I lost my temper. Glued the oars of every ship in the bay, put the mage wind in look fast sail, and gave chase.
Keep the beach! What a mess! Fog! You pig's bladder! In the South Reach this time of year! Curse the luck!
We're not moving!
Impossible!
That's when I step up on their port side and break the chains.
Anvasa! Mana! Haru Penodabe!
With your staff, your face, your hands burning through the darkness like molten silver, I've seen it.
I like to think I can make an impression.
Aaron! Come. Egray, I don't punish, but for justice's sake, I take this upon myself. Be dumb until you find a word worth speaking. You may wish you had your tongue. Now your human cargo has no chains.
My lord?
Lie easy. You slept a good while.
My lord, I failed you. I failed my guard.
Not by falling asleep.
No, it was like a dream. I was...
Ahead of me in the dry land. I saw you.
Where was Hare?
Stuck in his room with his Hazia. He was no guide. He's always been lost. Why did you grab the bag of gold and run, Aaron?
To get them away from you.
It wasn't me they were after. You'd have fetched the price of a farm in Amroon's slave market, boy.
But you're the one that matters, the one I'm here to guard, the one who'll find what's wrong and make it right.
I thought so myself till last night. But in the dry land, I followed you, my prince.
You saved my life, my lord.
And you mine, perhaps. They may have been about to slit my throat. The sun's high, and we're in the South Reach, where fish fly and dolphins sing. Forget the stink of hort and slavers.
Where next?
Lobanary.
Why there? Will you tell me?
It's west.
We have a story in Enlad about the boy whose master was a stone.
Oh? What did he learn?
Not to ask questions.
Very well. We need a better guide. A mage, ideally, who's had dealings with this king. Out in the reaches... magic changes. Wizardry's more to do with natural things. It's only my hunch, but I wondered if that sort of magic stayed stronger than the rock kind. On Lorbanary, there's a family of silk dyers with that kind of power.
Seen across 10 miles of sunlit water, Lorbanary's as green as bright moss by a fountain's rim. When we land... it's full of shadows and dust and sullen villagers sitting round thin, sour beer. They glare at us when we ask the way to the dyer's house.
What's the use of asking anyone anything?
This is the place.
Curse you, misbegotten liars. Ill chance be with you forever.
Avert.
Why did you do that? Make that sign.
To turn your curse.
I have no power to curse, none. They still do that? Where you come from, stranger?
Yes, sister.
Sister?
Like knows like.
You still have power. No one has power except the king. You're the king my son talks of day and night. King of the dry lands.
I'm a man, mortal, and your brother.
You won't die.
I will.
Then you're not the man. What's your name?
I can't tell you that.
My name's Akari. Akari!
Hush.
Akari!
Sister, hush.
Who's there? No, that's enough, Mother. These are the men who came in a boat, asking questions. Come inside.
Name Sopley, gentlemen. Why have you come?
To see your best silk. You and your family are famous through all Earthsea for the beauty of the colours. True azure blue from the mud of your quarries. Unmatchable crimson dragon's fire worn by fine ladies in Havnor.
We were dyers once. Not anymore. You want to find the king? My mother doesn't know where he is. It was me who saw him.
Where did you see him?
West. Yeah. I gave my wizardry to find him. If the dead can come back to life in the world, there must be a place in the world where it starts to happen. I saw him. But I don't know where.
Are you looking for a way to live forever, Sopley?
Aren't you? Isn't everyone? We need to go west. I saw him in the west. Somewhere. Holding the dark between his hands. He rules it, watches it. He's got a little flame. A little candle he has. He blows on it. Goes out. Blows again. It burns.
That's the man we saw.
Take me with you.
If you're on the quay in the morning, we'll take you.
No, my lord.
Come outside, Aaron.
A madman in our boat. Why?
Strange roads have strange guides. What would you say these people lack most? What are they missing?
Joy in life.
That's it. That's it. And there has to be a place where the joy and luck runs out. Not just a place, but a person too. And I need a guide to that place, to that person.
This is beyond all reason.
It is beyond all reason. Where we go, reason won't take us. Do you want to go back?
How? At the world's end with no boat?
Good. Because I don't think you can turn back. I think this way is yours to follow, not out of obedience or loyalty to me, but because it was yours to follow before you ever met me. This isn't the world's end. Not here. But we may yet go there.
We sail west. Me hunched at one end of the boat, Sopley at the other, cringing in fear of the sea, Aaron sleeping restlessly between us. Shadows, sickness, bad dreams, all jostling inside Lookfar like the gusts slapping her from side to side.
Have you seen him, boy? The king?
Leave me be, Sopley.
Oh, you don't want to die, do you? Go to that grey place where no one touches and never come back to life again?
Of course not.
He does. Your master. Likes his name too much. Can't take your name through.
Through what? Have you seen the place?
In my mind. And if I die, my mind dies. Don't want to die. I hate this water.
You wanted to come.
We should raise Obehall by afternoon, the geese say.
That's it. That's the island. We must go there.
There are islands beyond Obehall. Even on the maps, are you sure?
Shall I swear by my name?
You can't. Don't try, Sopley. Can you see anything?
Just trees.
The sand. Get closer. Closer.
No.
Look far beaches. And I leap out to push her up. When a blinding flash of pain fills my arm and head. With all my strength, I pull around to point the prow seaward and flounder back in. Spears are hissing round us into the water.
Row!
No! No, what are you doing?
We
After that! Turn back! No! Turn! No! No!
Don't.
He's jumped! Softly!
Go on!
We go on, out of range of the spears. I watch the water behind us. Sopley never surfaces.
He couldn't swim. He was terrified of the sea.
Scared to death.
Why did they attack us? Who were they?
Just islanders, I think. Maddened with fear. Will you give me a hand with this a moment?
The spear. I thought you were holding it. My lord, it's in your back.
Take it out if you can. There'll be a lot of blood. Bind the wound tight, not too tight. I've no strength of spells.
No.
Later.
No, no,
shh.
No.
It'll be all right, Aaron.
Part 5 of Earthsea, based on the novel The Farthest Shore by Ursula Le Guin, Ged is played by Sean Dooley and Aaron by Will Featherston. Tanar, Venita Rishi, Sopley, Chris Pavlow, and Hare is David Acton. Other parts are played by Jude Akarudike, Stephen Critchlow, Aisha Antoine, Sam Dale, David Hounslow, and Jessica Turner. Original music is composed by John Nichols. Earthsea is adapted by Judith Adams, and the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.